state of California, where your favorite characters from Disney, Pixar, and Marvel come alive. Today's trivia is Disney's California Adventure. Thank you for joining us at the Theme Park Trivia Podcast. I'm Dana, and I'm here with
Bonnie.
Hi.
I'm going to ask her 15 questions all about Disney's California Adventure. She will get 10 seconds to answer and 1 point for each correct answer. Go ahead and play along at home or in the car. Then stick around to the end for a round of Guess the Character.
Okay, so are you ready?
I'm totally ready.
Okay, great. Number one, which famous California landmark, which was removed in 2011, could you see above you as you entered Disney's California Adventure Park?
The answer is the Golden Gate Bridge.
It is. Number two. What year did Disney's California Adventure open?
The answer is 2001.
It is.
Woo-woo.
All right. Number three, what is the name of the nighttime spectacular that debuted in 2010? Do you have an answer?
The answer is the World of Color.
Yes, you are correct. Number four, what is the name of the tallest ride in Disney's California Adventure, which is also the tallest ride not only in Disneyland, but is the tallest building in Anaheim?
I believe it would be Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
You are correct.
Yay!
Number five. How many lands are there in California Adventure?
I'm going to guess on this one. I think it's seven, but I could be off.
You are correct, it's seven.
Yay!
Number six, what was the land used for before Disney California Adventure was built?
I do know this one, and it was actually used as a parking lot for Disneyland before it was built.
Yes, it was. Yay. You are correct.
I can have a question added in. Number seven. What is the name of the Ferris wheel with Mickey's face on it in the park?
Is it Pixar Pal Around?
That is correct.
Yay!
So I'll get the point too because I made up a cool question.
You made up a question. Now number eight. How large in acres is California Adventure? Take a guess.
This one I don't know, so it is just a random guess, and it's 170 acres.
It's 72.
Okay.
That's close.
I was close by 100.
All right. Number nine. In California Adventure, what is the Carthay Circle Theater used for?
In Disneyland, it is a restaurant. However, in Walt Disney World at Hollywood Studios, it's a gift shop.
Yes, you are correct. Number 10. What does WEB stand for in Avengers Campus?
This one, I have no clue. So we're just going to make it up. We have weddings, electronics, and Bonnie.
No. It's Worldwide Engineering Brigade.
Oh, yeah, I was really close, actually.
Number 11. What is the name of the 3D shootout dark ride found on Pixar Pier?
I believe it is Toy Story Mania.
Yes, it is. Number 12. In what land can you find Grizzly River Run?
Yes. The land is called Grizzly Peak.
Sure. Number 13. Which land is themed to the 1930s Golden Age?
It is Buena Vista Boulevard.
It's actually Hollywood Land.
Incorrect. Because Monsters, Inc. is there, and that is definitely not
the
1930s.
It's Hollywood Land.
It's
just themed.
Oh.
To.
Yeah. I'll have to disagree on that.
But I figured there'd be one.
Because then what is Buena Vista Boulevard named after?
The same thing, right? I think it's actually...
So I get a half a point for that because I got one of the lands.
Okay. Number 14.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the smallest land in Disney's California Adventure?
I'm going to be close with the answer, but not 100% right. It's something Paradise Park or Paradise... Palisades Park. Palisades Park.
No, it's not that one at all. It's the Pacific Wharf.
Oh, okay. That's the one that I wasn't sure if it was considered a land. There's only restaurants in it. Yeah, okay. I could see that.
It's only restaurants, except they do have an attraction. It's like a bakery walkthrough.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. It looks cool. I saw they make the Mickey breads.
15 minutes, and they give you a free piece of bread.
Yeah.
Number 15. How many thingamabobs does Ariel have in the Little Mermaid Ariel's Adventure?
She has 20 thingamabobs.
She does. Very good.
Yay.
All right, let's look. You got 11 and a half.
Yay.
You did great. You beat me by half a point.
I will take it.
Yep.
Now it's time for Guess the Character. This week it's Sadie's turn. Go ahead, Sadie.
My character is a girl. She's been in one movie. She's Russian. She's a princess. And she went missing.
If you think you know Sadie's character, comment over at SmaldinoLandUSA on Instagram. Last week, it was Amelia's turn, and her character was Wolverine. Thank you for listening, and come back next week for another episode. Bye.
Bye, everyone.